what a football and men's basketball, what the programs do is that they bring in enough cash flow to make sure you have a softball program, a wrestling program, a volleyball program, a field hockey program, a gymnastics program. This bill is focused on 98 student athletes. 85 football, 13 men's basketball. Here at Penn State, there are 800 student athletes on a scholarship. In one form or another, maybe a quarter, maybe a half, maybe whatever the percentage is, but there's 800. What about the other 702? This bill doesn't say anything about the other 702, because guess what? You do this bill, you're not going to have 702 extra scholarships. You're going to now pour everything you got into the 98. This is where you've got to get outside of your bubble. You've got to get your hands dirty when you have legislation and not just call hearings and things like that. Go out, visit some college campuses. Talk to some coaches. Talk to some student athletes. Find out before you put something like this together. Find out what a student athlete gets in their scholarship. Find out. These people don't find that stuff out. Yeah, they barely try. They barely try. If you do something, anything, and you want to do it well, you gotta get your hands dirty. You got to. And these guys don't get their hands dirty. They sit there and go, hey, let's have a committee meeting. Yeah, great. The narrative says we're going to follow the narrative. Don't follow narratives. Get your hands dirty and find out what the value of the scholarship is. Find out if the field hockey player is happy with what they have. Find out if the softball player is happy with what they have. Find out if the wrestler is happy with what they have. Because they're all beneficiaries of the football and basketball guys. This bill is directed at the football and basketball guys. This bill is actually directed at the Johnny Manziels and the Tim Tebows of the world. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. Name, image, and likeness, that's where you should be concentrating on what's going on. So the athlete has a right to make money wherever they can, on their own. That's great. Let them. Let them take advantage of whatever current stardom they have. But this? This, you read this, I feel like I'm driving by a landfill.